Okay, first of all, apologies for the background noise. I'm here at JFK Airport in Terminal 4, ready to board a flight Be'ezus Hashem to Eretz Yisrael, but I have a few moments to record some shiurim, and since we got to catch up a little bit, so we are going to record Perek Dalid. We're going to learn today Perek Dalid, Mishnayos Hei and Vav. So Mishnah Hei and Vav talk about who should be the brother to do the Yibum, meaning which one of the brothers. If there are multiple brothers, who should be the one to do the Yibum? So Mishnah Hei says, Mitzvah Begadol Yabim, the eldest brother should really be the one that has first dibs on the Yibum. Lo ratza mahalchen al kalach, and if he doesn't want to, so then we go brother by brother in age order to see who is willing to do it. Lo ratzu, if none of them are willing to do it, chazun etzel gadol va'omrim lo alecha mitzvah uchalotza yabeim. We go back to the oldest brother and we say, listen, it's really your responsibility, you're the oldest brother, so you're going to have to do one or the other, either chalitza or Yibum. If one of the younger brothers would have been willing to do the Yibum, then there's no need to go back to the oldest brother. We only go back to the oldest brother because the younger brothers are not willing to do the Yibum. Mishnah Vav tells us, Talav HaKatan Ad Sheyagdil. If the oldest brother says, wait, I don't want to do Yibum B'chalitza, the youngest brother is still before Bar Mitzvah, so wait until he becomes a Gadol, and see, maybe he'll be willing to do it. Or maybe one of the younger brothers is pushing off doing the Yibum because he says, look, one of the older brothers is not here. He's at Medina Siyam, and maybe when he'll come back, he'll be willing to do the Yibum. So why should I be forced into doing a Chalitza? Let's wait for the older brother to come back. Or there's a brother that's a cherish or a shota that's either a deaf mute or he's insane, he's deranged. So let's say they say, no, wait for him. Maybe he'll no longer be a deaf mute. Maybe he'll no longer be deranged. He'll have a refuas hanefesh. So ain shomen lo. We do not listen to them. We don't have time for that. Elo omrim lo. We tell him, alecha mitzvah. You're the oldest available brother local here. That's bardas. And therefore, it's your mitzvah. O chalotz o yabeim. So you have to do either chalitza or Yibum. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hei, we said that ideally the oldest brother should do the Yibum. If he doesn't want to do it, we go and give the opportunity to the younger brothers to do it. If none of them are willing to do Yibum or Chalitza, we go back to the oldest brother and we say, listen, it's your responsibility and therefore you're going to have to do Yibum or Chalitza. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if one of the brothers says, you know, there's a brother that's under Bar Mitzvah, maybe when he becomes older, he'll be willing to do it, so don't make us do anything. Or they say, oh, one of the brothers is B'medina Sayam, wait till he comes back and see if he's willing to do it. Or one of the brothers is a cherish or a shota, maybe he'll become a bardas, and we'll say, why don't we wait? We do not wait, we do not delay, we tell the oldest available brother that it's your mitzvah, and therefore you have to do either chalitza or yibum. Okay, that's from next time. We'll pick up with Mishnayis Zayin and Ches in Perek Dalid, and that will probably also be from here in the airport.